Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Vicki Winterton, founder of Expert Insights Family of Opportunity, home of Expert Insights Publishing, Insights and Publish Magazine, Broadcast, and Global Communities, where visionaries and those on the rise come together to create immediate impact. And I am really thrilled because today I have with me best-selling author Dr. Rick Katoff. Rick has personally coached thousands of individuals around the world, assisting them in enhancing their lives and achieving their goals through proper fitness and nutrition. Rick is one of the most sought-after fitness, sports-specific, and nutrition coaches in the world. Rick has been named one of America's premier experts and is named one of the World Fitness Elite Trainers of the Year. He's been seen on NBC, ABC, CBS, Fox affiliates, USA Today, the list just goes on and on and on. How much the media has really craved the information and the wisdom that Rick is here to share with us today. He's well known for assisting individuals in making mind-body changes and enabling them to completely change their body composition. Rick has also helped produce multinational champion and world champion athletes, both amateur and professional. And he is CEO and founder of Team Katoff and Team Katoff Nutrition LLC. And he's also the co-author of the best-selling book, The Secret to Winning Big, and the author of Forever Fit. So I would like all of us to welcome Rick, and I'm so excited to hear all that you're going to share with us today.
Oh, Vicki, thank you so much for the introduction. I appreciate it. I'm looking forward to it.
Well, you know, I know you have a passion for fitness and that you have really found that your life purpose is helping others find a really optimum level of fitness and wellness. Tell us a little bit about how that came to pass, how you ended up in this arena.
Absolutely, Vicki. And you know what? I'm so glad you used that word passion, because that is my story. By education, I'm an optometrist. A lot of optometrists in our family. My sister's an optometrist. My father's an optometrist. Two of my cousins are optometrists. And my father being one of my biggest role models growing up, I wanted to be an optometrist. I wanted to do what Dad did. I wanted to join Dad in practice. So I was very fortunate to have a great education, to have that background in physiology, pharmacology, anatomy, because that's what allows me to do what I do today. But quickly, when I was in the profession of optometry, I realized, you know, I liked optometry, but I realized I wanted to follow and pursue my true passion. And that's when I'll sign my book, I'll sign it, Pursue Your Passion. And that's what I did. So I decided that I'm going to leave optometry behind. I decided to say, hey, I'm going to follow my and pursue my passion of health and fitness. And it really started years ago when I was 20 years old and started my personal training coaching business. And as the years went on and I left optometry, I authored my book, Forever Fit, I started my online coaching business, Team Katoff, and I haven't looked back since. I love having the ability to help individuals achieve those nutrition, fitness, and lifestyle goals they're looking for.
Well, you know, it's so wonderful what you do. The contribution, I'm in such admiration of the contribution you're making to the world. And I wanted to ask you, you know, not only were you not always as influential as you are today, you know, we all start out from somewhere. And I was wondering, who helped you or what did you find supported you on your rise, and particularly when you shifted gears and started dedicating your life, you know, left the world that your whole family is dedicated to and shifted gears into wellness?
Absolutely. You're exactly right. I'm fortunate to have had and still do have a very supportive family, a very supportive mother and father. You know, knowing that my father built this very nice optometric empire, very excited about the opportunity that his son, named after him, Richard S. Katoff II, that his son is going to take this over. What's his son do? Goes a completely different direction. I think it would have been easy for my father to say, you know, maybe to have a little backlash, but he didn't. He was very supportive, and I think that was very important. But again, I could have stayed in optometry. Not that it would have been easy, but it was a path that was already there for me. I chose to drive on, move forward, and start my own path. So I really did have a lot of support from my family, and I think that was very helpful.
That is, and under the situation, almost a little surprising. So that is just fantastic. So what do you think are the key skills for really thriving in life?
Absolutely. You know, I'm glad you said like in life, because it's, whether it's life, whether it's business, whether it's sport, I believe a lot of the principles stay the same. And I'm going to go back to that word passion. I think that is one of the keys to not just surviving, but thriving in life. And you have to have passion for what you do. I did not want to look back, Vicki, and say what if. And I think that's the big reason I got out of optometry when I did. I didn't want to look back 5, 10, 15 years down the road and go, you know what? What if? What if I'd have written my book? What if I'd have pursued my business with Timothy Tooth? I wanted to live with passion. I wanted to pursue what I really loved. I get so much joy and satisfaction out of watching others take the knowledge I teach to them and watch them implement that and watch them change their lives, and it is so inspiring for me to watch others achieve that. So I would say, in a nutshell, got to live with passion. That's what you need to do. Don't make it work. Make it your passion.
Oh, that's great advice. And I was wondering, do you have some tips that will help us come to a really thriving wellness states? What are your favorite tips to get people started on that road?
Absolutely. And I can easily, and because these are part of it, I could easily kind of talk about what I would call the X's and O's. Yes, we need to eat right, and yes, we need to work out. But we've known that for years, but everybody's still getting heavier and more body fat and not as healthy. So what is going on? There's got to be something missing there. And sure, no doubt, I focus a lot on the black and white, the X's and O's, that, hey, we have to eat a certain way, we have to work out a certain way, we have to sleep a certain way. But let me step back and put something on top of the list that I think a lot of individuals don't address and don't even realize this is a big part of changing our lives, changing our body composition. And it's the mind. It's that mind-body connection. I talk about this in my book, Forever Fit, and I say this statement: when the mind is right, the body will follow. And so what I mean by that is this: we've got to change our beliefs in order to change the result. All too often, I find what is holding individuals back from achieving success in life, in business, body composition, sport, whatever it may be, is themselves. They're setting up their own obstacles. Let's take an individual that has been overweight, trying to get healthy, trying to lose weight, and let's say this is their statement to themselves. Oh, you know, Rick, I'm this weight because I'm big boned. Well, that's their belief. There's no truth to that. That's just simply their belief. But guess what? Because they believe it to be true, they're going to live that out. They're going to reaffirm that belief to be true. So that's why I say we have to first identify what negative thoughts, negative beliefs we may be having that are holding us back from success. And once we identify those and address those, we can say, well, that makes no sense. Why would I say I'm big bone and that's why I'm overweight? We're never going to lose our weight or change our body if that's our belief. So we need to identify any negative or limiting thoughts and beliefs. And once we can identify those and change those, when the mind's right, the body will follow. That's one of my biggest tips right there.
I love it. When the mind's right, the body will follow. That's marvelous. So tell me a little bit, you know, about balance in life and fulfillment. You know, that way I'm sure that having people really celebrate ultimate wellness and every aspect of their life is part of what you teach. How do they achieve that balance to be able to attend to all of those different things in our busy world?
You're exactly right, Vicki. It is all about that balance. And, you know, I like to use the two words, obsession versus passion. I don't want anyone to become obsessed with the way they eat or being healthy or obsessed with working out. That's not good. Having an obsession like that can affect your life and others' lives around you. I want people to be, back to that word passion, I want people to be passionate about their health and fitness, passionate about their workouts. Then it will fit seamlessly into there. So the balance is very key, and I really feel that's one of my biggest roles as an individual's coach. When I coach all of these individuals around the world, I'm not just their health and nutrition coach, their running coach, their triathlon coach. I look at them almost as a business, like them incorporated or you incorporated, and I am their consultant. I am their coach. I am helping them balance their lives. And what I help individuals do is this: no matter what their goals are, I take their, let's say we're talking about their workouts, and they say, okay, Rick, I'm ready to get healthy. I need to do this. Tell me what I need to do. That's a very common statement. Tell me what I need to do. Well, I can't tell somebody what they need to do because this is not a cookie cutter method. What if one person only has 4 hours available a week to work out, but somebody else has 12 hours a week to work out? Well, we're dealing with two different people here. So I take whatever available time an individual has or can commit to their health and fitness, to their workouts, and then I do what I call, then I put the magic together. Then I have the right balance for them, the right amount of workouts, the right amount of intensity, the right amount of rest days so they don't get overwhelmed so it fits seamlessly into their lifestyle. That's the key. This is not something I want to see somebody do for 4, 8, 10, 12 weeks, 52 weeks, whatever it is. This is what I call a lifestyle for a lifetime, a lifestyle for a lifetime. I help individuals balance that so they don't get overwhelmed because it's got to be something that they can do every day, every week, every month for the rest of their life.
Oh, that is so phenomenal because in this particular arena, we all know that people have great intentions and many times they don't last long. So you make this possible for it to really fit into their life in a way where they can adapt it as just part of who they are. That's so powerful. So Rick, tell me how, I'm sorry.
Oh, no, you're exactly right, Vicki. We can't just, you know, slam our foot on the gas and go as hard as possible and put the brakes on and stop. You know, in the world of nutrition, that's just another diet. And this is what I tell people. I want to help people get results, not just change. And when I can fit it seamlessly into their lifestyle, let's say from a nutrition perspective, I tell people all the time, a diet will get your body to change. Let's say they go on some crazy fat diet or some food fad, they lose 20 pounds, but what happens? They put the 20 or 30 back on. That's not results. That's just change. I want to help people get meaningful and sustainable results, and we do that through the proper balance.
Oh, that's fantastic. And again, so powerful. So tell me a little bit about your feeling on collaboration, because you collaborate with your clients to get this tremendous success for them and empower them in their lives. How important do you think collaborations are to success for anyone?
Well, yeah, I am so glad you brought that up because I think it is a huge part. To put a percentage to it, I don't know, but it's a big percentage. Here's what I tell all my clients, and I mean this from the heart. Your success is my success, and I mean that. I tell individuals around the world all the time that I'm working with, they've become my walking billboards out there. All of a sudden, somebody's just, you know, changed their life, changed their body composition. Like, oh my gosh, what have you done? Next thing you know, they're talking about Rick and Team Fit2 and what I've done for them. So their success is my success. And no matter, I mean, obviously I'm very knowledgeable at what I do. I'll put a great plan together, but this isn't a one-way street. I tell each new client all the time, this is a team. We're both on the same team. Yes, I'm going to put together my 110%. I'm going to put together the best plan for you, but I need their 110%. And when we both come together like that, that collaboration, it is powerful. I can't have the success I've had without my client's success. Word of mouth has been the number one, two, and three referral source in my business. And so, yes, that's how powerful that collaboration can be.
That's fantastic. And I'm wondering how, particularly in this area where people sometimes go in with great intentions, but they're not, you know, the retention of those intentions is not always great. How do you manage to maintain these great partnerships and encourage people to stick with it and stick with you for long periods?
Absolutely. I'm going to go back to the mind-body connection. When the mind is right, the body will follow. It's not that when I'm emailing back and forth with a client or talking to them on the phone, it's not like, okay, John, we're going to have a mental discussion today. But rather, it's just how I talk to them, how I interact with them, and always coming from a very positive manner. Now, it doesn't mean I play ostrich, put my head in the sand, and ignore things that need attention, but rather everything comes across to my clients in a very positive manner. And when I see, let's say, some holes in their game plan, and the holes maybe being, again, their beliefs are off. They've got these negative beliefs that keep coming up. They keep saying themselves, oh, man, I can't do this. I can't. I don't. I can't. I don't. I make sure I address those because, again, them just following the plan, yeah, that's good. That's good. But if those beliefs aren't changing, the results aren't going to change. So I make sure to ensure that these individuals, again, get a lifetime of success and meaningful and sustainable results, I really watch for things that come across in phone conversations, in emails, things I may need to address again, maybe more from that mental side that, okay, we need to just focus on this a little bit. So, again, change that belief so we can change the behavior. I firmly believe that, or change the result, change the belief to change the result. I firmly believe once we do that, we can get that meaningful and sustainable change they're looking for in results.
Oh, that, again, is just, it's so, so powerful. And it's so great that you can actually get people back on track when they start to slide. When they're doing this on their own, there's no one there to say, hey, this is sliding, the mindset sliding. And it's a wonderful example of really powerful collaboration. So,
well, you brought up a very important, I'm paraphrasing here, but really you were talking about the word accountability, and that's what it is. It's when that, you're right, they're not out there, you know, in the middle of the ocean with nobody to help. They know they have me there. I'm their sounding board 24/7, and that's why the online coaching works so well, because it's not just, oh, I meet with them for 30 minutes or an hour, you know, two or three times a week and never see them again. This is literally 24/7, so that accountability helps them succeed. I agree.
That's fantastic. Tell us a little bit more about that online program and how it works, if you would.
Absolutely. You know, when I was 22 years ago, when I was 20 years old, I was a sophomore in college at Kent State University, finishing up my pre-med education there. And again, at that age, I mean, I've been a lifetime athlete, and I really wanted to start my own coaching, nutrition, fitness, personal training business. And that's what I did. And I was fortunate to have started a really successful business at a very young age. And I realized, wow, this is something I would really, really like to do, even though I did choose to go on to optometry school. But I also quickly realized, Vicki, that personal training was good, but I used a statement. I wrote an article on this a while back called "The Other 20-Plus Hours." What I mean by that is this. Okay, so a client would come to me. I train them for, let's say, 60 minutes, 1 hour. What's happened in the other 23 hours in the day? I have no idea. Could they just be totally washing out all that good work they did in that 1 hour? So as the years went on, I realized, well, I'm only one person. I can only meet so many people in a given day. I've got to be able to leverage my knowledge so I can continue to educate, empower, and inspire individuals. And I said, personal training is not the way to do it. So I turned my business into an online coaching business. So that opened up, that's when I really realized what WWW meant. That is the World Wide Web. And so once I opened it up, I have been fortunate to have literally personally coached thousands of individuals all around the world, and everything is done online. So as you can imagine, a very high amount of communication, email, phone, text, Skype, using all the technologies out there. And it's just a very highly communicative business, and I customize a program for each individual, because my clientele ranges from the morbidly obese individual that just literally needs to get healthy to the professional athlete and everybody in between. So it's very wide-ranging, and that's why I really enjoy fully customizing it to address each individual's needs and goals.
Oh, that's phenomenal. And what I love is what you're teaching is so important, and you have the ability now to make everyone in the world aware of that contribution that you're making. So that is really wonderful. I was wondering, you know, you inspire so many people. What inspires you, Rick?
I love to challenge myself, both in business, in life, in sport. I'll use the word, I'm satisfied. I'm always very satisfied with what I've done, but that doesn't make me complacent. I always feel like I want to achieve more. So I do spend plenty of time to step back and smell the roses and enjoy, but I also just, I drive myself. I feel my biggest competitor is myself. And I grew up in a very positive environment growing up, and it was this drive in me was always there. I watched individuals around me work very hard, become very successful, and I just said, you know what? I want to become as successful as I possibly be in whatever I choose to do in life, whether it's my sport, whether it's my life, whether it's my business. So I think I'm just continued to be inspired by wanting to continue to challenge myself, both mentally and physically, to see how much I can get out of myself, my body, my mind, my business. I work on my mind constantly because, again, I don't just, it's not a, you know, do as I say, not as I do. I live this as a lifestyle, and I am constantly focusing on my mental strategy so that I can continue to be as successful as I choose to be in life.
Oh, that's so beautiful. So tell me, with again, this tremendous vision and a great, great contribution that you're making to the world, where do you see that going, like, ultimately? Where you, if you were looking at this almost like a legacy, what would you like to see that look like?
You know, something made me think about this a little while back, and I don't know what that one thing was, but I really, if I had to narrow down what I would want the legacy to be, it would be, I want to know that I truly had a positive impact on helping individuals change their lives and better their lives. And to me, personally, that's as satisfying as it gets. And that's what I want to continue to do. I want to continue to do everything in my business that I'm doing now, continue to grow that so I can continue to educate, inspire, and empower more and more and more individuals around the world, because I see how life-changing it is for individuals and the smiles it puts on their face and how it enhances all the aspects of their life. So I want to continue to grow. I want to continue to build my business, Team Katoof, because I feel the bigger I can build it, the more I can build it, the more people I can, again, educate, inspire, and empower. And to me, there's nothing more exciting than that.
So if someone wanted to get started today, what is the most important tip or exercise or something that you do yourself or share with your clients that you can impart to us so we can move into immediate action?
Absolutely. I'm going to give two, and these will kind of be those X's and O's. I'll give just a couple immediate tips from a nutrition fitness perspective, because just exercise isn't enough. Just eating isn't enough. So we have to do both. So quickly, here's how I would sum it up for somebody. I try to help educate individuals that eating healthy is not the key to success. Rather, it's eating right. Now, this is pretty complex, and we can't get into all the details now, but there's a big difference. So, for example, individuals from a nutrition perspective have to fuel their body. They have to eat immediately upon awakening, and then every 2.5 to 3.5 hours thereafter. That's my nutrition nugget right there. We have to think about food like kindling wood for the fire. If we've got a fire burning in the fireplace and we stop throwing wood in that fire, what happens? That fire dies out. Well, the fire in our body is our metabolism. If we stop throwing wood, if we stop throwing food on our fire, our metabolism dies out. So we have to eat immediately upon awakening and every 2.5 to 3.5 hours thereafter. If we do that, we're going to stoke the fire inside. From a fitness tip perspective, most individuals, when they want to get fit, want to get healthy, want to lose weight, gravitate towards cardiovascular exercise. Sure, very good. Nobody will deny that. But all too often, individuals miss the mark, and they don't gravitate towards the type of exercise that's going to build lean muscle. Because when we talk about burning fat, we've got to build lean muscle. So I want individuals to focus on strength training and weight training. If they do that, follow some nutrition principles I just talked about, they'll be well on their way to success.
Oh, that is so fantastic. And Rick, time with you has just flown by. For those who are listening who would like to get more information and connect with you, can you give your website as to where they could find you?
Absolutely. The website is teamkatoof.com, and that's T-E-A-M, and then my last name, Katoof, K-A-T-T-O-U-F, like Frank, .com, teamkatoof.com.
Fantastic. Thank you so much for being with us today and for sharing all of this great information. And I encourage everyone to go to your website and get to know you better and connect with you there with all the great information you have. And if anyone out there would like to learn more about Expert Insights, you can find us at getei.com. That's G-E-T-E-I.com. And thank you again, Rick, for being with us and sharing this knowledge. It's just been a fabulous time with you for me personally.
Thank you, Vicki. I appreciate your time.
Okay, and everyone out there, have a wonderful week.